My name is Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this bilingual programme, which is called Clane Gael, there are two parts, one in English as Fer Elia Sigilg, and another in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Urish, the Reverend J.G. Cumming was quoting for us an Act of Tynwald of 1610 to show us the duties of members of the garrisons of Peel Castle and Castle Rushen. And we return to James Challoner's short treatise of the Isle of Man, signed off by him in 1653 and published in book form in 1656. Because we're looking at the Manx Society edition, which was edited by J.G. Cumming and published with notes in 1868. On scaultus na bain, the squeela ergit the inch den a bain, the nae jintach foliach Jones for snowball van tozach, as the rau cal jint edderach the chora drach na bain, ons caan tai oli. As we heard in Gullas Gagan, there were two songs put forward as Aran Son Manin, and we'll hear them both in this edition of Clane Gael. But we'll start with something that Fiona mentioned, a medley of songs from the shows written and performed by the Bunscoil Gilgach. And here, accompanied by David Kilgallen on keyboards and Malcolm Stitt on guitar, are Eilish, Crystal, Dotty and Lowenna. Tashu Geisjach, Rish Radio Vanning, Stashu Narashu, Skeljena Washdulish, Ellen Vanning. Thank you. as Fiona mentioned, quite the hit of the night. The four of them there, Eilish, Crystal, Dottie and Luenna from the Bunscoil Gaeilge, singing a medley of songs from some of their shows that they've been doing. We're returning to James Challenger's description of the offices of state as they were in the early 1650s, and we come now to the Lord's Attorney. The Lord's Attorney is to plead and stand for the Lord's profit in all cases, and in the cases of widows and infants whose cause is in court. He ought to be in all courts, both spiritual and temporal, to take notice of the fines and forfeitures to the Lord. He is to take care and inquire of all waifs and strays, felons, goods, deodands. And we'd better find out what a deodand is. The deo bit is to do with God, in fact. A deodand was a piece of personal property which was ruled by a coroner to have caused the death of a person, perhaps being kicked by a horse, for example, or a haystack falling on people. And this object was forfeit to the Lord of Man. The original idea was that it was sold off and the proceedings would be put to a religious use. So that's a deodand, one of the things under the control of the Lord's Attorney. Vacunion ne gullion the bain, never smunion the rau cunion och, ernach honnich ad snobo rais diach rumbu erenoid jons can tai oli, anach rene ud a chrunyacha as a grenyacha oliun tre, as anach na rene fargeach rishalid ir tre ren grainen vai gun jones lodder a grim. Hosiach, Fe beg yn doli tigl yn ach fy sio ffregrtach des yn cwn Les Jones. I'r boxa, y sgôn fesyn corfesyn, fesyn cwrych ffod y cheiliau. Rennu liau sys, rennu ffile na ingnan tosi eg y ffosyn, as les eib dogerach, henke les y smunion y chor yn sordach. Chanel mi creol sian y sesyn. Ren snowball caged a dunnel ons can tioli. Honnick me ma hon heen. Na dugshin desen bech feinach tuchten hid rang chalirach na lugshin. Now here's a duet between Robert Bartlett and Brenda Wootton, a song from Cornwall, Delio CV, the Strawberry Leaves.
Moz, moz, blues hatek, guns, agus, badges, gwyn, haggis, blue, melon.
Mi a vein, moz, den, benten, sir, awek, bag del, yo, si, vi, ar, amo, is, it,
A alla fi, moz, gen, o, hui, moz, blues hatek, guns, agus, badges, gwyn, haggis, blue, melon.
Griw, mar, min, hui, sir,
Fatel vis ma graffi agus gora wi in dor Gans agus veges gwyn agus blue melen
Mi a vin sevel arte sir a weic Rag delio ho si vi ar amo is i te
Fatel vis ma graffi agus tri wi gans floch Gans agus veges gwyn agus blue melen
Mi a vin a ddon sir a Bag de helio ho si vi ar amo is i te
Piu a vin ui ca fos rag sir a rag as flo Gans agus bledges gwyn agus blue melen
Ui a veth a sir a sir a wik Bag de helio ho si vi ar amo is i te
Andra vin ui ca fos rag len o rag as flo Gans agus bledges gwyn agus blue melen
Y deis a vi trei a sir a wik Rag de helio ho si vi ar amo
Robert Bartlett and Brenda Wootton, a song in Cornish, Delio CV. Shen van marinus ein chumreg, no de vel fis ein nish, teol yw sgrw chis ons den docmod yn folet hwyr shin, de rawi ons riechyd cor eber miolach ys shin ons den stroiltus. Ach, fe lotich, as boxer. Honnig sin olywe, kudich lesh fool verai mach as. Shen va per de rechis, dilly squealer. Charen orica Jones, a scriba he. Odin saljach amacht you shaw scroot lesh a lau ege heen, the vodach shu lyaya. Van chialg, the ginach snowballs, a tre smookawach, the chor cowra de riot che, as the ligger nodge on shen. As dober re chitlesh. Jarin chum regen, de bege jitlesh. Bay, de raunin li jelach feniach dach cumreg Napoleon on. Novel cunion jou is kateg a tre ren Jones is again ye cosnis jach so close, de ren snowball chin de doltajum as reni riot che, as ren imidi bay in Geirtersen. The Lord's attorney, says Challoner, is to plead and stand for the Lord's profit in all cases, so it looks as though Deodan simply went into the Lordship's coffers by that time in the 1650s. But, as we heard, he's involved with waifs and strays, felons' goods, Deodans, wrecks of sea and such like, which are due to the Lord by his prerogative. And the Lord's receiver and he are to sell and dispose of them to the Lord's best profit, and present the values from time to time to the controller, that he may put the monies due for them in the next charge. Now, Challoner has been through the various offices associated with the administration of justice and the general administration of the island as things stood in the early 1650s, and the Lord's attorney is the final one he deals with here. The modern equivalent is the Attorney General, a crown appointment to advise the government on legal matters, but at that time an officer acting on behalf of the Lord of Man. Music from the South Walian group Kalenig.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
As shows you Stashun the Nation, Radio Vanning, as she Kalenig Ailes and Claire Shaw, Merrimpeen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Having set out what all these various offices of state are doing, Challoner goes on. In all these, or any other matters wherein every or any of the said officers have to deal, the lieutenant, or governor is to call them to account, as he shall see cause upon complaint, or otherwise at his own discretion. And if any of them shall have done or proceeded otherwise than according to law, or have been neglective in their places, he is to certify their offence to his lordship, and for the present may commit the body of such officer or officers, in case he conceive danger of his or their further misdemeanour or departure out of the country without his consent, and this is to the end that such officer may be forthcoming to make good and answer according to his lordship's order or command, which shall be returned upon the certificate made, as aforesaid, by the governor. As Noel Cunyan yow ish nis, that how he cart ag a tre shen, as I'll scale your machers for the holy ridge and the vicalch, the ren cum reg Napoleon limmer er eye le slogan best the fear dunyoil, as Renny Goyle Graham lesh na figlenegger J. Lurga Jones. Gin now is the cunyon yowish a sen cum regan, die squealer, as ei call limmerach by chauga chow. Nish treva kuntach o bachtel as jollowach jintek squealer. Fe gian de in the bain dra cunionoch air. Eg a chud slew fa cunionoch eg tre smu gawach a chad a ren snowball chin de dra rai ar che. Och, fa boxer force beggan yaw eisach. Chanel mi creel dra snowball na chreitor vain tojach as eshen fa yera. Nut ter ve jinteg an yiris shen ridelia. Och, tam mi creel ons caan tai oli, the Rowie na Chumreg Mai. Now, of the two songs that were sung at the Aran Sun Manin, this is the one by Mike Wade and Ian Allen. It's called Evai Magrai.
Me, Eli,
Mike Wade on vocals and guitar, and Ian Aaron on bouzouki, Evi McRae. Tan li jailachain cumreg Napoleon, rent squila fograch amach, as e lot fi vol as the chon, and gre the sugar cumreg, den e gentach Jones for snowball vain ear hojach, she, as vai father Roche moraus munion rue courage den iri mach. Ah, shen redelias boxer, mavis cumreg Napoleon gre shen, shen cart ginauris. Shen na naidnich yat, chumreg, jilly squealer. Ach, vergail courage de, de rennik yau shilia du boxer les na sulian beggar sajenach ega. Hyn dea de gol esh renne leister as durte nis de monadach. Tamiko rau de holio vech, de sagaul de shaw, de rail na sulian ega forslet filien, santa orain smunyan. De val chartans de yenti foliachtach snowball, nen lai ginnis na mastein ege tre shaw. To conclude this chapter, says James Challoner, remembering that he's writing this from the perspective of an English gentleman, appointed by the parliamentarian's choice as Lord of Man, Thomas Lord Fairfax, to report to Fairfax just what this place is that he's been given charge of and how it's run. And Challoner writes, "This island, ever since the reducing of it by Sir William Montacute, hath been reputed and is a member of England, and held of the crown thereof sometime by one tenure and sometime by another. And now at this day the lord thereof holdeth it of the Commonwealth of England, by fealty only, notwithstanding it hath laws and customs peculiar to itself, which are most suitable to its poverty and distance from England." And the Reverend Cumming gives some examples here of what other commentators have said about these laws and customs peculiar to itself. Well, let's have a break to wet our whistle. This is Son na Seasth, the song about cider, sung by Breton singer Gwenin, and with a backup lineup that includes members of Tri Yann and Gilles Servat, another well-known Breton singer.
Chopina ton la voix blanche, blanche, Chopina. Et juste Laura, juste Laura, blanche, blanche, Chopina ton la voix blanche, blanche, Chopina. Archisocrète.
Thank you.
That's Breton singer Gwenin, accompanied by the members of Trian and by Gilles Serva, and they were getting very passionate about cider. Son a Schistl, a song about cider. High testimony, says Cummings' note, has been borne by eminent lawyers and writers to the excellency of the Manx Legislative Code. And he quotes now from one of those. There is one little barren spot, says Sir Cheverel, and this is William Sir Cheverel, who was governor of the island in 1693 and 94. There is one little barren spot where law and justice, true religion and primitive integrity flourished in contempt of poverty and all things the world calls misfortune. And Cummings' note continues. In Ward's Ancient Records of the Isle of Man, and I turned to find the title page of this, and the Ward's Ancient Records actually is Isle of Man and Diocese of Soda and Man, Ancient and Authentic Records and Documents Relating to the History and Constitution of that Island, collected and arranged by the Reverend William Percival Ward, M.A., Domestic Chaplain to the Bishop of Soda and Man, London. Printed for J. G. and F. Rivington by John Taylor, Jr., Colchester, 1837. So that's the background to this book, and we'll just see what he's got to say in a minute. Ceir léinn na sáinne, de hanmach san neastar, thug Napoleon Serra de oiliú na béin de chitre chéile sa chlós. Henk Napoleon mach as an tairnis, as bhí ceann de bháin aige, no do dugi des an hín ar a gerig, bech féineachtach jen chid rang, as bech féineachtach jen na rang. Leis na nai maadhi fi vúr ega co limrach ma gítamus, as liga mach gyrnol ren cor a crau crau an drum an a bain. Ren a dulliu cruachul da tostach ons na búlach, as ve jean dar au fisoch grolau dar au ridanach archimach ar chítachart. Van Napoleon, na chiadu de gromach, gian erloch deisgi. Eish, ren e ligamach soch ving ria. Chilirach, ren na maadhi lima erai, gawad cair jay na mochan liorish a chlis, as chiarna de, as utsan skriach lash pian as al, gus cadhan Napoleon. This is the BBC Wireless Military Band and their version of Lily Bolero. Thank you. Fushen and BBC Wireless Military Banders with Clay and Chol Shen, Lily Bolero is the Shen Cochold Rish Nieren Novel as Arlems the Valley Cochold Rish and Chinyan, yes, Erno the Rowd Grey, the Rowd Ulu and Sly Grey, Burla 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 Burla, as they gin keel a chora be, they just Sheen and Chitmach Aston in Mail as Masov Shen and Over Grey Burl Rish, Shen and Ota Shen Grey Burl Rish and Chinya Shen, Erno. The novelli Keelach, Dashin de Grey, a well vanna the Shan Gailji Grey, Narawi Keelach, a chora be Narawi Achshian and Chitmach Asnin Gobbin. Stashun and Ashun, Shan. Radio Vanin is on short as you gaze, Jacques Claire, Hengar Shaw, Clenegale. She, Robert Gooding Goswell, Mish, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
For cleeshin the muchin lig a fool, for blast na faller, egna mardy, as rishallid na gare vae jean the vae sled na asnin geel, as yinders ek the chulio fair, ren tree jow coward he na boxer. Honic boxer that I would chit, as huggy mark in ingen vooregge. Gawi morda hoosun air, as renny cummel shisa air a tollu. Renna morda screech marks on machin, as rennan giselia che, as na famine an och edden and lurgachin. Yich boxer Napoleon, the gedden mark, rawi de vroeg a bese, na der ligasere. Ve gien de den grui elia er edden Napoleon, as jordie de rier. Boxer de ligaser morda. As a sen, Jirisus boxer ingen, as ren the morda snower soul, brugit as gullal. Lug tamult, ren a muste, lug tamult, ren a muste ingelacha. Van a kier muchen furachten, kraw, lesh kinded ragen uns dach kraplag gnenedinen. Now that title page tells us that the Reverend William Percival Ward was domestic chaplain to the Bishop of Soda and Man, and that the book was published in 1837. The Bishop of Soda and Man from 1827 to 1838 was his father, William Ward. The Reverend Cumming quotes from this work by William Percival Ward, "As no people are more blessed, so none are more happy and content than the Manx, under their venerable laws and simple, primitive, I had almost said patriarchal constitution. Our orderly state was well described to me by a traveller I accidentally met 2 years since on the continent. I have lately been visiting," he said, "the Isle of Man, and I found there what I didn't believe existed, a legislature governing wholly and solely for the public good, a people desiring nothing less than to send members to Parliament, and a bishop happy in his freedom from the House of Lords." Now we move on to the song which was the winning song. We'll hear the performance as it was done. We heard earlier on a performance that was made earlier in the day. And here are Skeel Elia, the trio who took part in the Aran Son Manin, Phil Gorn singing and playing the fiddle, Annie Kizak playing the piano accordion and singing on one small part of it, and Paul Rogers playing guitar. Skeel Elia and the song "The As Lay."
I'm gonna
Trio Scéal Ellia and the song that was chosen, Aoíos Lae. There we heard Phil Gorn singing and playing the fiddle, and Annie Kissack playing the piano accordion, and it was Paul Rodgers playing the guitar there. Aoíos Lae by Scéal Ellia, the song that won Is the Aran Son Manin, will be going forward in April to Carlo to take part in the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition, Song Contest. The Reverend Cumming now quotes from Sir Edward Coke. His dates were 1552 to 1634. And he's taken this quote from the final one of a series of treatises that Sir Edward Coke wrote. And this is the fourth part of the Institutes of the Laws of England concerning the jurisdiction of courts. Although it wasn't published in book form until 10 years after the death of Sir Edward Coke. And Cumming quotes him thus. The laws are more strictly carried into execution and with less trouble than in any other place in the world. And finally, Crutwell, in his preface to Bishop Wilson's works, says Cumming, and this is the Reverend Clement Crutwell, who refers elsewhere to the late excellent Bishop Wilson, a great fan of Bishop Wilson. And Crutwell, says Cumming, states in reference to the Manx Ecclesiastical Code, the canons of the Manx Church, which are also statute law, that Lord Chancellor King was so much pleased with these constitutions that he said, if the ancient discipline of the Church were lost, it might be found in all its purity in the Isle of Man. Hug nish Napoleon e moru de Goyle rish na lochtanoch. She odson van a kier muchen cheden as va plaint och tre ren Napoleon geden rarish na chaglemen jaduni. Gin brother be elia, ren ad goil rish, de rawad de follet yer hanachten lesh lort vish snowball, kart nirsen eber te segge. De ren ad co avrige rishen on stry a willian rei. As de rau cordelis a regent och merish, de chor gaultus na bain, Gus meisje Frederick. Doort het nister en snowball goyrish duizend de privéjach, de rauwe vein de gentach foljachtach Jones is blienten roschen. Tre hoget kjon goyrishen en lachten. Ren de mali chalirach repamach de scorniach, as ons corre achimach, vrij Napoleon de bagertach, rauw veg de goyrish, eg becher bielja. This is a song which is called Messenger Boy, and it's a song by Christy Hennessy. To sing it is Christy Moore.
I'm going to saddle up in the old grey mare. I'm going to ride to the mill without a worry or a care. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you. I see a light in her bedroom. I prayed to God that I didn't come too soon.
I'm a messenger boy, bringing me love to you. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love. And a man shouts, who goes there? I've ridden through the cold and the wind and the rain and the frost and the snow, and I'm in love and I do not feel the pain. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you.
You coming down or what? Riding half the night to get here, I'm freezing with the cold. Ah, come on down for a few minutes anyway. I swear I won't. Ah, come on. Just for a minute, go on. Huh? Get over that. He won't hear you, can you?
And that's Christy Moore having a bit of fun with the Christy Hennessy song, Messenger Boy. Nish. Ren the tree carken, vanilly jailies and yeri mach, hugger de berbent, gamel eschlin, nim goel tayach risha so. Nish. Ren the tree carken, vanilly jailies and yeri mach, hugger de ber, bent and rish no owen, chit a rye. As Dorcha the denks noble rish dowsen ons ashlish, as Rene Grenicha had de vein nyau vialach the serachan Napoleon. Vods nis butchurit. And James Challoner's report to Thomas Lord Fairfax, which he signed off in December of 1653, was published in book form in 1656. It seemed to be the way of it that people who wrote these extensive letters, which were like reports, well, it was report in Challoner's case, of course, did seek the opportunity to publish as well, and he did that 3 years later. And at that time, it was divided into useful chapters. And as we heard prior to that note from the editor for the 1868 Manx Society edition, the Reverend J.G. Cumming, we've just concluded a chapter. And, in fact, the next one won't detain us long, which is something that Challoner admits right at the start of that particular chapter. So we'll be moving on to the next chapter, chapter 5, in this short treatise of the Isle of Man, written by James Challoner, as I say, signed off December 1653. Shene was Claire Nigel of Heat Show. We leave you with the sound of Shugel Nifty. Until the next time, then, this is Robert Katinkas or Robert the Karslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creer you, as Orso, ye, as me year in shared you, will you.